Guys, let's talk about sex. Remember the days you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable alternative to Viagra and Cialis with the same FDA-approved active ingredients, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no more waiting in line at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, I've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's Blue, BlueChew.com. Promo code MLB to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, and faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And to get this show every day, I need you to subscribe to Locked On Mets wherever you get your podcasts. Google, Apple, Spotify, Himalaya. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. Now, on today's show, I'm going to talk about the playoffs for the first time. Since this show is Locked On Mets, I've been keeping the focus solely on the Mets since the season ended. But there was a pair of Game 5s involving other teams from the NL East that I want to talk about. And so we're going to get into that. And then in the second half, I'm going to talk about how the Mets really missed an opportunity here to potentially make a deep run. Because as everyone was saying throughout the end of the season, whoever won that wild card was going to have to play the Dodgers, and they were probably going to lose. Well, the Dodgers have been beaten, so that kind of changes everything. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizeOnline.com, a great site for you to check out, covering all things New York Mets. The postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter the promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. All right, so the Atlanta Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals played the first Game 5, and boy, this one was over quickly as the Cardinals scored an MLB record 10 runs in the first inning and basically iced the game there. So not much to talk about when it comes to the Braves. They blew a pretty golden opportunity to advance. They had a chance to win a Game 4, blew that one late, and then they just got absolutely boat raced in this one. And when you look back at the Braves' history, because this is something that Mets fans will truly love, they have now lost 10 consecutive postseason series. Their last one that they won was in 2000 when they advanced to the NLCS. They then got beaten by the Mets. So the Braves have really struggled in October throughout really the history of the franchise, especially over these last couple of decades. Moving on to the game that was really more compelling, the Nationals versus the Dodgers. In this game, it was Walker Buehler versus Steven Strasburg, and Buehler got the upper hand, holding the Nationals to just one run in his 6 2/3 innings pitched. Strasburg, on the other hand, gave up 3 runs in the first 2 innings, gave up a pair of home runs, but he kept his team in the game. So then, in the top of the 8th inning, with the Nationals trailing 3-1, Clayton Kershaw was on the mound because he came in the inning prior to get out of a jam for Walker Buehler, and so he stayed in the game. And Anthony Rendon hits a home run off of Kershaw. And then Juan Soto hits another home run off Kershaw believe it was the longest home run of Soto's career. And so it is just a sad tale when it comes to Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs. Really rough for him to continue to suffer from these disappointing outings for the greatest pitcher of his generation. But the game goes on. The Dodgers have their opportunities. They can't get a run in to walk the game off. Goes into extra innings, and ultimately a Howie Kendrick grand slam proves to be the difference. And the Nationals win their first series in franchise history, at least since they became the Nationals. Of course, they did win one when they were the Expos previously. But this is something that kind of changes the narrative towards the Mets season. Because it was a positive thing. Sure, they didn't make the playoffs. But what was there to gain in the playoffs? Because the Dodgers were this team that just looked unbeatable. I honestly fell victim to that narrative as well, because I think I said on this podcast multiple times that the winner of the wild card was just playing to get swept by the Dodgers, because they were the best team in baseball, or at least the best team in baseball outside maybe the Astros in the regular season. They won 106 games. Their run differential was plus 273. The Braves' run differential, which was the second best in the National League, was plus 112. So I just couldn't fathom that a team would be able to go in and, you know, on the road, beat the Dodgers in a five-game series. But turns out that's exactly what happened. And what you've seen the Nationals do throughout the playoffs is they have gotten around their bad bullpen by relying on their starting pitchers to come in. And on the days that would usually be a bullpen day, in between starts, they're going out and they're pitching out of the pen. Tonight it was Corbin who gave him some relief after Strasburg. And you look up, and since October, you have Strasburg. He's pitched in three games. The wild card start, this one, 15 innings pitched, 2.40 ERA. Scherzer has pitched 13 innings, three games, two starts. Corbin has one start, pitched in relief twice. I mean, they have just relied on their starting rotation to get them through. It shows you that the Mets had a path, had they made it to the playoffs, to maybe make a run, and that is really disappointing. So when we get back, I'm going to talk about some of those missed opportunities the Mets had and what this season maybe could have been had they come through in those instances. Whether you're catching a game, a concert, or a show, Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. With Vivid Seats, listeners can watch their favorite teams and artists perform in person, earning credit back on all purchases made through the Vivid Seats app via their Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Vivid Seats helps fans find seats to any of their favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more, all through the Vivid Seats app. Here's how simple this is. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are then automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program and will enjoy credits on all purchases as part of Vivid Seats Rewards. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Have you ever been craving a nice bottle of red wine but had no way to get it? Have you ever woken up in the morning wanting a breakfast burrito, but you have to get ready for work and you don't have time to pick one up? Well, now there's a solution. Just Postmate it. Postmates is your personal delivery service for food, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery you need all year round. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers that you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, and then begin to browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. Again, that's code locked on for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmate app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Post made it. All right, Mets fans, this is going to be a tough segment to listen to. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm about to tell you all the ways that the Mets blew this season. I mean, really and truthfully. You look at the opportunity now that we can see that was in front of them. The Mets could have gone in and played the Nationals in a wild card game. The Mets were 12-7 against the Nationals this year. It really did feel like they owned them in that matchup. So maybe they would have been the team that could have beaten them in that wild card game. You'll never know, but let's just play this scenario out, right? The Mets missed the playoffs by 3 games. That was it. 3 games. And you go back through the season, there are so many instances where the Mets could have picked up some games. Let's start May 17th through the 19th. The Mets get swept by the Marlins and were shut out in the last 2 games. Right there, you sweep that series, you're in a play-in game for the playoffs. Then they answered that and they ended up sweeping the Nationals in 4 games. Okay, so there you go, on the right track. They then won a series against the Tigers and then they play the Dodgers. It was a 4-game series. They split the first 2. And in the 3rd game of that series, the Mets had an 8-3 lead going into the bottom of the 7th. Robert Gazelman gives up a run in the 7th. Jeurys Familia allows a home run in the 8th. But Edwin Diaz comes into the game, your supposed lockdown closer, with an 8-5 lead. He then proceeds to give up 2 home runs to lead off the inning, then a pair of doubles to tie the game. They intentionally walk a batter, put runners at 1st and 2nd. He gives up a base hit that loads the bases. And then Alex Verdugo gets a walk-off sac fly. And so there you go. Brutal loss. Diaz doesn't even get an out. Now, New York would lose the next game of that series to the Dodgers. But then they play the Diamondbacks, bounce back, and got a win in the series opener. Game 2 comes around. Familia and Gazelman combine to blow a Jacob deGrom gem, allowing 4 runs in the 8th inning. Game goes to extras, and the Mets lose. So we're talking about in May. Game after game, the Mets could have potentially had that would have put them in the playoffs. You now fast forward to the end of June. The Mets are in the middle of what should be a great sweep against the Cubs. Feels like they're on the cusp of something. 2 really convincing wins. Jacob deGrom on the mound for the 3rd game. Shuts them down all the way through. He then gets pulled from the game with 97 pitches, mind you, after 7 innings. Lugo comes in, clearly doesn't have it. Callaway sticks with him anyway. Gives up a 3-run homer to Javi Baez. Blows the game. You have mayhem in the clubhouse afterwards. All of that drama. Mets then go on to get swept by the Phillies in a 4-game series. With Lugo blowing another game in the 3rd one of that series. In which the Mets were winning 4-0 at one point. Then you go to the final game of that series. After getting blanked through 7 innings by Aaron Nola. Todd Frazier comes up and is clutch as can be with a 2-run homer in the 9th inning. The Mets give Edwin Diaz an insurance run to go up 3-1, and he blows the game anyway, giving up 5 runs in the 9th inning, and the Mets lose 6-3. Fast forward again, Mets go on an amazing second half run, 15 out of 16, doing everything they can, winning almost every single series they play. August 23rd rolls around, and the Mets are 1.5 games out of the wild card when they're about to play the Braves. This is where I really think they lost their season. I truly believe that. In the 1st game of that series, the game goes into extra innings. The Mets had 5 chances to walk off the Braves and score a run. They couldn't do that. The Braves eventually score in the 14th inning, and the Mets lose 2-1. They then get swept by the Braves and swept by the Cubs. And that basically put them in the hole that they tried to climb out of for the rest of the season and just couldn't get there. So when you look at all these different losses and mistakes, that's the reason why Mickey Callaway gets fired. Because you really should fire Edwin Diaz, but you can't. You really should fire Jeurys Familia, but you can't. And so you have to fire someone, and that's where Callaway loses his job. And I really didn't think the Mets had a legitimate chance this season. I'll be completely honest. I thought the Dodgers were surefire to make it to the World Series. I thought the only team that could beat the Dodgers was the Houston Astros and maybe the New York Yankees. But I didn't think the Yankees had the pitching to do it. I really thought it was going to be an Astros-Dodgers World Series. But now on Thursday night, there's going to be a Game 5 played between the Astros and the Rays, where the Rays can upset the Astros and move on to the ALCS on the other side. So what this playoffs has proven once again is it doesn't matter how dominant a team looks in the regular season. Anything can happen in October. And that is why it is so critical that the Mets get themselves there one way or another before all these pitchers end up leaving the Mets behind. They got to find a way to get a couple of cracks at this thing. And that's what it all boils down to. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.